Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, can they?
Hello, hello, and welcome to Friday's edition of the Late Night Alternative. I don't know if we're even still calling it that. But anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us. I thought it was at 11 o'clock, so unusually I was ready and sitting by my computer waiting for that Zoom link to pop in. So here I am, and it's Friday. It's not as cold as it was this morning. There was a thin layer of ice across my windscreen this morning when I took Big into school. But other than that, I think we might be on to a winner. There he is. He'll be with us in just a second there. What we're seeing is the rare sight of Ian Lee spreading a nice smell around his habitat. I think that's what's happening anyway. Either that or he's covering a nasty one up. But welcome. Thanks for joining us. Hey, it's 11:30 in the morning and here we are.
Sorry, I'm a little bit late. I had a phone, there was a phone call I had to take. Someone was asking for a little bit of help, so I had to take that phone call. And so we're a little bit late, got a pot of cough.
We're all here. I was ready at 11, so unusually... I was sitting here waiting for that Zoom link to click.
I wonder why you were so quick when I did send it. It's like, oh, she's immediately.
I'm glad you noticed. I sat here at 11 o'clock and then I went, yeah, I must have got this wrong. My thought in it, I always go, when I'm sitting there waiting, I'm thinking, yeah, I buggered this up. Let me just check it. 11:30. Bonus, I'll go and get myself a brew.
I have several counselling looks and I'm trying to avoid wearing cardigans. All the time.
Oh,
for counselling.
Oh, why? Because of the patient.
Yeah. Yes. Well, because it's a bit of a joke. So this is. But it makes me look a bit fat. But I'm okay with that at the moment. The weight thing I'm not going to focus on. But it is a little bit smelly. I'm going to have to put this jumper in.
I was doing a commentary on you igniting the incense, and yep. I went, he's either making his habitat smell nice or he's covering up a nasty one.
Yep. Well, no, it's just this a little bit sweaty. This in the shirt. So I'm going to do a 20-minute wash of this and other hand wash only, dry clean only shirts.
Yeah, when I see dry clean only, I always think, what they mean is a very, very cool hand wash.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a 20-minute cold wash of some shirts. Well, I mentioned this on Twitter a while ago and everyone, including Stephen Page, ladies and gentlemen, Tina Turner, Stephen Page went, yeah, dry clean anything.
It's only failed me once when I had this really beautiful, and it was like a silk mix blouse. It was gorgeous. It was like sort of Princess Di neck, little flowers on. It was sort of little tangerine flowers. And on its own, it was a bit boring, but you put it under something like this or whatever, yep. It was just lovely, really lovely. And I was thrilled to bits with it, and I'd got it in the sale. And it was still, you know, about 40 quid. It wasn't like a 20 quid thing, but it'd been reduced from a lot of money. And I thought, oh, I'll have one of them. That'll be an investment piece, right? And I wore it,
Yep.
And I thought, right, I'm going to have to wash it. It says dry clean only, but how wrong can it go? And I put it in the washing machine and basically it came out like a doily, just like all holes and...
It's the second time in two shows doilies have been mentioned.
And I was so gutted, but then I went, oh, you see, this is what you get. Sometimes in life you get a kick in.
I'm going to try it. I've got three nice shirts. I'm going to try it, see what happens. Let's watch some funny videos. This David Turner's retweeted this. And why is my computer...
With that blouse, I did start to sew up the holes, and then I realised there was more hole than blouse. So I thought I'd give it up, Catherine. Just let it go.
Share the sound. Got to do a bit. I've got to print. At the end of hello.
What is that? Is that a huge winnet?
I think it's a bit of lamb. At the end of today's show, Catherine, can everyone in the chat say, Ian, print that form, please? Okay, so when we do it, and it's going to be a short one today because I feel getting awful. Ian, print that form. Let me just make you bigger, Catherine.
Bigger still, if you don't mind.
There we go. There she is. There's my queen. So, David, let's just start. Let's have some fun videos.
Let me just push myself back a little bit so I don't look like the moon.
Here we go.
Have you tried the lasagna? It's my favourite.
Give me that.
Did you catch a game last night? Mm-hmm. Is it still hot out there? Do you like hot fudge sundaes?
Is this a porno?
All right.
I think that face. Yeah, it's a porno. It's a porno. So there's that. And then there was something that I retweeted. So Absolute, I didn't know they were still on Medium Wave, right? Medium Wave. Or I don't know what it is, 12:15.
You still don't know.
I still don't know. Oh, by the way, this is when I asked David Crosby, who died, who was the best person to take acid with? And he replied, Roger was good. And then it's me, David Crosby and Roger McGuinn, and they're reminiscing about taking acid on top of an ice cream shop. And I'm in it. I'm in this thing, and I'm thinking, this is the coolest. God, that was 7 years ago. That was 8 years ago. Anyway.
Gosh, I was certainly around at that point because I remember your relation.
David Crosby, rip. Here we go. So I'm in this. So this is at 5:48. So 12:15 is closed down, and they put together like a lo-fi montage of stuff, and I'm in it.
Oh.
I was blown away. Let's
say Mark Freud, night out with Pete and Jeff, the lovely Leona Graham, accompanied as ever by a little puppet dog, Daisy.
This is Leona Graham.
I've been used to say something else, so just bear with me, all right? Virgin, 4:15, virgin. Sleeping breakfast show, virgin. Ian Lee.
How about rock and roll?
In 18 minutes, 20 minutes, we will be revealing exclusively what the new name for Virgin...
Well, get rid of it. It's a rubbish name, isn't it? All rubbish name for station. Virgin, who thought of that? It's going. It's going to be a new name. Vinny.
Can't guess the radio name.
Oh, yeah, what do you think the radio station's going to be called?
It's not Virgin anymore, is it?
No, it's because that's right. But that's the point. We're getting rid of it, yes.
It's Had Sex Radio.
Had Sex Radio.
I knew it was going somewhere.
Give a second for
that
the whole of the country
least
to
of
laugh.
My worries, that one, though.
Had Sex Radio. I was thrilled to be included in that. That's like, I don't know, what, 40 years, whatever it is to choose from. And they chose me. It's me and Jeff got to announce what the new station when it became Absolute. I was thrilled at that. They included a minute and a half of me.
Were you just a vehicle there for Vinny?
Well, exactly, yeah. Yeah, I'm totally thrilled with that.
That's great.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Share the video of Catherine walking her cats. Is there a video? Where is that? What am I looking for?
I sent it last night.
To where?
Just do Catherine latest, because I don't get an awful lot of action on there at the moment. I've kind of minimised my presence on Twitter.
Oh yeah, I saw you'd locked your account.
Yeah.
Dickheads.
There's reasons. There's reasons. Down, down, down. Deeper and down, if you don't mind. Yeah, it's underneath the record player one, I think.
Well, it's clearly not.
It is, because we have a convos. I was talking to Alistair.
Okay, well, it's not.
Oh, bum cakes. All right, well, look on my...
Did you tweet it?
Yeah.
Let's go to me.
But not to all. It was
there
in
we go.
Response.
This is it?
Yeah.
There we go.
Me and the cats out for a walk.
Come on, so kids, weird. Off to granddad's.
It's like bloody reindeers with their sleigh bells.
I've taken their bells off at the moment because those were the Halloween neckerchiefs. They had the Christmas ones on. They need to have the intermediary ones.
Love it.
I need to change them. So at the moment they're on stealth mode. I don't hear them coming.
His little and record player. We're going to get copyright, so we'll stop.
No, hang on a sec. If you just fast forward, there's a little moment from Little M. There we go.
Good for her. She's an absolute legend.
Because I'd shown mine, because obviously we had problems with the audio last night showing it on stream.
Yes.
And she went, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm just flexing on my record player." And she went, "Can I do mine?"
So you need to change your audio settings, and I don't quite know how to explain it.
Mm.
Welcome to the show. It's a mid-morning. Excuse me, a mid-morning. Am I sat on pat-pats? Excuse me. No, mid-morning.
There's nobody there.
Shorter show today. I am accepting the fact I feel awful, and that's okay. Mm. I texted my agent saying, "Nick, is there any way you can get me out sooner?" You know, I don't even want to talk about Jack. It's boring. I bored everyone last night. We don't need to talk about it today. Very exciting. We're going to go to Brighton later on to see the Delgados, which I'm looking forward. Well, do you know what? I wish I felt better, because the thought of driving for 2 hours and standing at the back of a hall in a room full of 300, 400 other people does not actually fill me with the joy that it should be for going to see one of my favourite bands. But I will enjoy it. It'll be great. And I'm looking forward to it. Sorted out. So, you know, I was looking for a cab to take Mum.
Yes.
In her electric wheelchair from Gerrard's Cross to Milton Keynes. It's about an hour. 2 hours later, bring her back. So it's a trek, right? And on the radio show, a very nice guy called Mohammed phoned up and said, "I got a cab company. We might be able to help. Give me the details. I'll get back." I gave him the details. He got back 2 days, 2 hours, 2 days later. And said, "I can't do it, but my friend Mr. Khan might be able to help." So I got in touch with Mr. Khan, and he sent over one of his drivers to my mum's house to check that the vehicle was big enough. Still, it was great. And he got back and said, "Yeah, it works. I'll get back to you with a price." He got back to me with a price, and it was £300.
So, which was similar to the price you've been given before.
Yeah. And I'm not in any way calling them out, because it's a long journey. Then there's a wait, and it's a long journey. I get it. So I replied saying, "Thank you very much for your help. We can't stretch that." There is a further alternative, and it was all dependent on whether I had the kids or not. And I don't have the kids, so I could do this. The care home has two vehicles. One of which is a huge minibus. I ain't never driving that. The other one is, let me find out.
Is it like a Vango or something? Whatever they're called.
It's a, hang on, hold the line, please. I'm going to stop saying that because it's boring me. A Fiat Doblo.
Oh, yeah.
Fiat Doblo.
And I They're weird looking things, aren't they? But very capacious.
I looked at that and I thought, do you know what? I think I can drive that.
Yeah.
You know what?
I don't think it's much bigger than your car.
Well, so I'm going to go and have a look next Tuesday. I'm going to go and have a look at it and see. Because I do not like driving. I don't like driving big things. And I get very, very uncomfortable. So I need to check the size. Yeah. So I'm going to go and check the size. So, and if I'd had the boys, I wouldn't have been able to do it because you can only fit one passenger in that car, as well as the wheelchair. But I don't have the boys. I sort of take my mum to my cousin's 40th birthday, and she's, you know, she's not been out to anything like that ever. So there is one more potential. There's one more potential thing, but part of me's thinking, actually, I don't want to go. anyway, so we will see. But that is a potential option, Patty, for me to drive a Fiat Doblo.
That'd be good. Let's see.
Liam says it's the size of a small van, not much bigger than a hatchback. Yeah. Just has a high roof line, you'll be fine with. We'll see. Yeah.
Got a bigger box inside, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm not confident. I'm not confident. So we'll see.
When I offered to do it, because I'm quite fine with bigger things, I used to drive that radio car around on my own all the time. That was a big old van.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I'm not completely convinced. And yes, tomorrow is my 10-year-old's 11th birthday. Kim's going to be 11.
Yes.
And I'm getting the boys tomorrow evening, quite late, because the eldest is now goes out and does stuff with his friends. So it's that thing where you have to go, oh, okay, they don't want to spend all their time with me. That's fine. And yeah. Of course it's fine, but it's another chapter.
Yeah, I get it. I'm at the same place with mine, you know. Can we possibly go shopping next weekend? Yeah, sure, great. Okay, I'm going to tell my friends to meet me there. Oh, you're not coming with me? Oh, that's fine. But yeah. I saw that as an opportunity to hang out more with Littlen, because obviously she's never on her own, really. So
she appreciates want that it. Anymore. My Littlen doesn't want that anymore.
What, doesn't want to hang out with you?
Not. It's 50-50 now. It's 50, I mean, he'll come here and he'll just go up and be in my bedroom all day. So, yeah, it's kind of 50-50. But so I'm probably collecting the kids at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Kim, for his birthday, there's a nice, like, Japanese-Asian place in Windsor that he wants to go to, so we might go for some dinner there. Then we're doing the £15 meeting Sunday morning at 10:30, I believe that is. And then I'll take them – I might cook a roast and then take them home. We'll see. We'll see. We were going to do we're going to go do an escape room, but the one they want to do is booked up, so we won't. David says, I'm going to hate that phase so much, I'm not going to handle that well. It's interesting. It really kicked in for me, Dave, on Christmas Day, when after the dinner at 5:30, they went upstairs and I didn't see them again until I went to bed. And I kept going, guys, anyone want to play Scooby-Doo Cluedo? You'll be going in a bit. They never came down. They were having the time of their lives. But the
bit gets longer and longer. I'll be 5 minutes.
Yeah.
No, you won't. You'll be about 5 hours.
So eldest, he's got rugby until about midday, and then he wants to, you know, go and hang out with his friends at the park, which is when I would normally be going to collect them and bring them back. And, you know, they don't. And it's I guess it's slightly different because I don't live with them and I live on my own. So the time with them is more precious. I would, maybe that's not completely true, but it is. When Junior Monopoly stops, you're going to have a break. I hate Junior Monopoly. It's a real waste of time. It's so flaccid. So I will collect them at 6. They probably won't be hungry, so we probably won't go out for a meal. We'll come home, watch telly, go to bed, get up, do a Zoom, and then they'll go home. And that'll be it. And I won't see them. Won't see them the weekend after. Won't see them the weekend after that. So probably won't have them for 3 weeks. And then I've got dates. Yeah, Alex is doing this with his friends on this day. And it's cool. And you have to be, I have chosen to be cool about it. You know, if I get asked, oh, they're supposed to be coming over to you today, but Alex wants to go to a party. He doesn't have to go. Yeah, of course he can go. I'm not going to be that dad that says, sorry, guys. It's my weekend.
I think we've missed out a little bit.
You'll be spending it with me.
Yeah, I think we've missed out a little bit on the run-up to all this as well, because obviously they were locked inside for two years, so there wasn't this slow release. All of a sudden, it's like, right, now we want to go out, and you can't blame them.
Yeah.
You can't blame them. Doesn't mean it's not a dagger to the heart.
Yeah, it's tough. There's part of me that's a bit relieved at the moment with my work schedule. It's like, okay, I can rest a little bit. But in my soul, you know, when I'm on my deathbed, which is the thing I've been thinking about quite a lot since seeing Lino, although he's not necessarily on his deathbed. We thought he was, but actually he may not be. When I'm on my deathbed, I will not be going, oh, man, I wish I'd rested more. I wish I spent more time with my kids. That's what it'll be.
But this is like the hinterland, okay? This doesn't necessarily need to be the way it goes forever and ever. There will come a time when they want to hang out with you more. And that is incredible.
But I look at families, myself included, and I think I see my mum once every few months. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, depends. And I don't see my sister very often.
Mm.
I can't imagine that with my boys. My boys, they see each other twice a year and they see me once every 3 months. If that, that's what's going to happen.
Well, no, your circumstances are different.
No. But that's what a lot of families are. Your circumstances are different because you live around the corner from your mum and dad. Yeah. Most people don't have that. Have that.
With your mum being ill, that's been a factor in you not seeing her as much, isn't it? Because she can't pop round and see you, can she?
No, I don't think. I think you're the exception. I think the majority of families, grown-up adults, don't see their parents very often.
Mm.
3, 4, 5 times a year. That's I think, is the norm.
I wonder whether it's because we were uprooted. So when we moved from Manchester, it was just us four. And so, and we'd been part of a big extended family. We used to go and see my grandparents every weekend. We used to go and see them every weekend. And then all of a sudden, it's just the four of us. And we see my grandparents maybe 3 times a year maximum. So it's always been just the four of us. So maybe we are a bit strange like that. And there's good and bad sides to that, of course, being close like that. It means that, and we're the sort of family where everyone says exactly what they think straight away. Because they have that security of knowing that that there is the strongest possibilities that we will recover from it because we're that close, you know. I wonder whether that's hard to understand for other people.
Complete change of tack. I was talking on the show today with Jo about an advert that she'd seen from our caller Gavin.
The hell? I can only think that maybe some sort of pet rescue is buying that shit, because who else wants a Turin shroud on a mattress? No.
Pat, you make it difficult for me to focus. In so many ways.
That's...
No, mate.
Also, is she only just fake tanning from the shoulders up?
No, mate. That's not... That's awful.
No.
Isn't it?
Who's going to buy that? You buy that for the dog, maybe. If you were being fancy.
That's outrageous, isn't it? That is...
But maybe, you know, there is also... I'm very careful with what I put online. I had a really nice run with Vinted, and I'm going to put some more stuff on there again soon because I've got more clothes than I know what to do with and no occasion to wear some of them anymore. You know, I've got loads of things for working in an office or doing shows. I bought some fancy frocks for doing the tour that never was. You know, so I've got things like that with tags on that I'm never going to fit into again. And that's all cool. But I'm really careful with what I put up online because I just think I don't expect another kid to wear this. Look at the state of it. It's all washed out or, you know, or I've put my armpit through this one. No one's going to want to buy that. But maybe there's an argument for just whacking it all up.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I would feel weird about putting that on there. I would feel weird about having that in my house. I think I'd dump that and run away. At the dump, of course, not fly tipping. But what I mean is I would not want to claim responsibility for that.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's, yeah. Ah, good evening. Good morning, Michael. Zermatt, Liam, Lulu, Mandula, Graham, Nelly, Quiet Bloke, Mr. Bodell. Mr. Bodell, of course, uses 15 products on his body per day. Yes, what he called into to the show about this morning. And
That sounds like one of those Korean skincare routines.
Yeah, doesn't it? There's a lot of it. There's a lot of it going on.
I'd probably use 4 on my face. Maybe more.
Including toothpaste?
Not including toothpaste.
Yeah, he includes toothpaste in that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.